Today's episode, the Mono Craters Tunnel. The entire Los Angeles Aqueduct is a masterpiece of engineering. Gravity, with the help of siphons, moves water over 350 miles from the 20 Lakes Basin near Yosemite to the outflow of the aqueduct in the San Fernando Valley. One gargantuan portion in particular tested the skills and mettle of the 200 men and women who were involved. In the 1930s, when the L.A. Aqueduct was extended to take in four of the five creeks that feed Mono Lake, engineers needed to devise a way to move Mono's waters over the divide that separates the Mono Basin from the Owens Valley. The answer? Drill a tunnel under the divide. Preliminary surveys for the tunnel were conducted by the city in 1930. Work began in the fall of 1934, with drillers working simultaneously from both ends on the 11-mile shaft, meeting near the midpoint about 4 years later. The Mono Craters are considered North America's youngest mountains and are volcanic in origin. Work crews encountered boiling hot water, steam, and deadly carbon dioxide gas during drilling. Groundwater in the tunnel flowed at a rate as high as 9,500 gallons per minute. 10 men lost their lives during the 5 years of dangerous construction. The tunnel's diameter is 9 feet 7 inches and is lined with concrete for its entire distance. Engineers and drillers were even able to successfully incorporate a 12-degree angle in its construction. Vertical shafts were sunk to intercept the tunnel, helping to facilitate the pumping of groundwater encountered while drilling. Hundreds of men and women were employed at four different work camps. There are still remains of the camp at the West Portal, which had a peak population of over 200 people and 26 buildings. When the Mono Craters Tunnel was completed and linked with the outlet tunnel from Grant Lake Reservoir in 1941, the amount of water available to Los Angeles increased by 35%. The availability of this new water source allowed Los Angeles's explosive growth to continue, while at the same time causing the near irreparable harm to one of North America's oldest lakes. But that's another tale to be told someday along El Camino Sierra.